When I met Joshua Pozos 3 years ago, we were both quiet kids at a summer program called Aim High. We were both new kids there, so I tried to get to know him. At first, our conversations were slow and boring. But one day, we talked about video games, and his expression lit up. He went on and on. I realized that he had a passion for video games, but it was a passion that I never understood since I don't play them. Even though I wasn't really interested in the games, I was glad that I got to know Joshua as a person. So I decided to interview Joshua because I wanted to know what it was like to have so much of your life revolve around a virtual world.
Every time I get home, I would just change out of my school clothing, get some more comfortable clothing, and start to play video games. Well, after I do my homework, that is if I ever feel like doing homework.
Losing Alpha.
Well, it all started when I started playing them more frequently than I did with my toys when I was little. I usually played around 6 hours a day when I was little, but now it's usually about 8 or 10 hours a day. Before I play video games, I play with like a lot of toys, mainly Transformers. I have a whole collection of Transformers. And I used to play with them all the time. The only thing I ever do at home now is get on my phone or either play video games. And I don't really interact with my family a lot, so it was kind of like the only thing that makes me enjoy myself. Oh, it's definitely a distraction. Definitely, like I rarely do homework now. I only do important homework, not the senseless homework that I'm like, oh, just review it. It's kind of like a habit now, like, and it kind of an addiction.
How do your parents feel about video games?
They think I should stop playing and try and go outside and do other things. I mostly disagree with them because they always stay in the house too, so.
They say that's influencing my schoolwork, even though I only play video games on the weekends anyways. And we barely have any homework on the weekends, so like, how's that influencing me in school? I feel like I can talk to a lot of people when playing, and I get to know them better. That's how I make a lot of friends, inside and outside of school. A lot of my friends at my old school I knew, they played a lot of video games as well, and they liked the same types of video games I did, so I said, hey, let's be friends. With talking to them more and more, I started getting better social skills. I should never stop playing video games. It's basically the only thing I ever do now.